Hello, my name is Will Gomez. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is value and needed for decisions to be made. Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Sorry, what agency are you calling with?
Opinion Research.
Okay.
Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
As a Democrat, Republican, or not affiliated?
A Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Okay, thank you. In your opinion, what is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. How would you rate the overall quality or conditions of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good or poor. I'm not sure which one I want.
Okay, thank you. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. No repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition.
They've made repairs, but they need more.
Okay. How would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
About right.
About right. Okay, thank you. As you may know or heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue in November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local 1/2-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote to yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Number one, will you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2-cent to a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed? Will you vote yes or no on that one?
Yes.
Thank you. Number two, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 cent to 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years? Would you vote yes or no on that one?
Yes.
Thank you. And last one, would you vote yes or no to continue the 1/2-cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? Taxes are high enough already, and we just cannot trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Do you agree or disagree with that statement? Do you want me to repeat it?
No, I think I heard it. We'll go with disagree.
Disagree. Okay, thank you. Lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local state tax for road maintenance and street repairs might make. Rate each statement as very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive. The full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full road and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced. Does that sound very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. 100% of all the money raised by the street sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
I'm still going to go with somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary.
I'll go with very persuasive.
Very, okay, thank you. A significant proportion of the sales tax money for Glenwood Spring Roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute.
I'll go with very for that one as well.
Okay. Unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for more for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep up, to keep our streets in good shape. It is to the local community to take care of itself.
Down to somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. The city's public work department has a solid record of a accomplishing, maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work.
Not persuasive.
Not at all. Okay. Since the cost of construction materials for road repairs is up significantly since voters last approved the half-cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a one-quarter cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done.
Very.
Thank you. By voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets.
Oh, yeah, very.
Thank you. Voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current half-cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety, walking, and biking in Glenwood Springs.
I think it's very. I think for other people it might be somewhat, though.
Thank you. Having heard all of this information on both sides, how will you vote, yes or no, on each of the following? To renew the half-cent sales tax and add additional half-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed, will you still vote yes or no?
Yeah. Do you have to read them all again, or can you just mark me yes for the rest of them?
I'll just mark you yes. Well, that will save both of us some time. And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, will you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get money up front to speed up road repair and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices? Do you support or oppose that?
Support.
Thank you. When it comes to your gender, do you identify as female or male?
Female.
Thank you. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
18 to 30, whatever you said.
39, okay. How long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, 30 or more?
Oh, my gosh, that's exciting. I actually have to count because I'm right on the border. I've been here since 2019, so 2020, 21,
okay.
22, 23. I've been there 5 years, so I don't
five
know
years.
Which one you put me on.
Okay, thank you. 0 to 5. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Rent.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. You have a good one.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.